This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so we were talking, Neela and Sudeep and I, about the near-term future of this economy, and we did get some data today, as I mentioned, that speaks exactly to that. The Commerce Department reported this morning consumer spending was up more than 8% last month, the biggest jump since they started keeping track back in 1959. And that obviously is welcome news for this beleaguered economy, right? No, not right. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
It's hard to get too excited about an 8% uptick in May after consumer spending dropped by almost 20% in March and April. An increase was almost inevitable, but
you can't look at, you know, an 8% jump in consumer spending and suggest you're going to get that month after month.
Liz Ann Saunders is chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab. She says a big factor that's been propping up spending is expanded unemployment benefits. More people are eligible, and they're getting more money than they would have before the pandemic. We're talking tens of billions of dollars.
There is more money sloshing around out there by virtue of what Congress has done than if we didn't have a pandemic.
All of that money is set to disappear when those benefits expire next month, says Josh Bivens at the Economic Policy Institute.
And that's going to be a really sharp blow to personal income when that happens.
Bivens says after that, there's another economic blow on the way. State and local governments are about to draw up their budget plans for next year. And with tax revenue down and emergency spending up, they could slash 4 million jobs, says a report this week from Moody's Analytics. Bivens says if that happens, the impact will spread far beyond the public sector.
You know, if a teacher loses their job, they cut back their spending. They don't go to restaurants. They don't buy the new washing machine they need. They don't buy other things.
States could rehire those employees as they start to reopen and take in more sales taxes as people spend more. Economist Peter Orozim at Iowa State University says that's not going very smoothly.
It looks like a lot of states are now reversing some of that opening up because they haven't been able to contain the spread of the disease.
And until they can contain the spread, Orozim says everyone will have more to worry about than whether consumers are spending. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.